Last night we started Surah An-Nisa and we finished the majority of the surah. I just want to focus on one subject at the beginning of the surah, or actually a few pages into the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the conditions for tawbah, for repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word tawbah means to return, rujur. When a person returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is referred to as tawbah, because he was out, lost in the wilderness, and he found the right way, and he then returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why tawbah is called tawbah, that a person repents and turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجِهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah says that indeed the tawbah is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word used is very strange in the sense that the word ala, it indicates a responsibility. It indicates something that is incumbent upon somebody. For example, if a person says عَلَيَّ أَنْ أَعْمَلَ كَذَا, it's almost like taking an oath. It is incumbent upon me, it is obligatory upon me that I should do such and such a thing. Like, and also the word is used for a debt. عَلَيَّ دَيْنٌ, I have a debt upon me. Okay? So the word عَلَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it. He says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, the tawbah is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself to forgive a person and accept a person's repentance if he does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he guarantees it. If he does tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself and regards it obligatory upon himself. Nobody can make something obligatory upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can tell him, you have to do this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it upon himself and says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, the tawbah is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the acceptance of the tawbah is the responsibility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For who? لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ سُوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. For those people who do bad deeds in ignorance. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Then they make tawbah and they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a close time. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Such are the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts their tawbah. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is alim. He is alim, knowledgeable, and He is hakim, all wise. So the word kana, it indicates that He has always been and always will be alim and hakim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those people whose tawbah will not be accepted, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. It's not for those people who continue to do bad deeds, who continue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking, Allah is ghafoor rahim, He's going to forgive me anyway. He's going to forgive me anyway, so I can do whatever I like. Just like a disobedient son who knows that his father is not going to punish him, he continues to take advantage of his softness and his gentleness and his mercy, and he continues to disobey his father. How much will his father take? And how much is going to hurt his father? Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that kind of person who continues to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he takes advantage of his mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to accept that. Even until a person's death. حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنِ. When a person's death comes and he says that I've made tawbah now. When his death comes and that's when he makes tawbah, that is not also acceptable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. That as long as the death does not come to a person and he makes tawbah, then that tawbah will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person is, and there are two opinions about this, either when a person is actually seeing the angel of death, or basically he goes to a doctor and the doctor tells him, okay, you're at the last stages of whatever illness you have and you're going to die within a week, and that at that point he starts making tawbah, it's also possible, according to some scholars, that the tawbah will not be accepted. So قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَلَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. And also those people who die in the state of disbelief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept their tawbah. أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have prepared a very grievous and a painful punishment. So it is really something that we need to think about. We are constantly in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we disobey Him by doing one of two things. Either we don't do the things that we're supposed to, or we do the things that we're not supposed to. That is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us, in some degree, do those things. So the main thing is that we have to, at this opportunity, at the very first opportunity, knowing that we do not know when we will face the angel of death, we should make that tawbah. There's a story related to about Fuzail ibn Ayaz, rahimahullah. He asked a person, what age have you reached? So the person said, I'm 60 years old. So Fuzail ibn Ayaz says, subhanallah, you've spent your life walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're nearing the end of that journey. You are about to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that person said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We all belong to Allah, and to Him we are going to return. So Fuzail ibn Ayaz says that if a person, he knows he has a Lord, and he knows he has to stand in front of Him on the Day of Judgment, then he should prepare for that. He should prepare for that, and he will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he does. So the person asked him, how is that? How can I do that? So Fuzail ibn Ayaz said that if you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the rest of your life that you have, then He will forgive you for the past and He will forgive you for the future. But if you do not, then you will be held accountable for both the past and for the future. If from this point on we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make tawbah and we clean our slate and we wash ourselves of the sin which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive, then Allah will forgive all of our previous sins, and He will not hold us accountable for our past life, and He will also not hold us accountable for our future life, because we are now in complete obedience and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we do not do that, then we will be held accountable for both portions of our life, both the past and the future life that is coming to us. So today is the day when we should avail of the opportunity, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turn to Him. There is no knowing when we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based upon that, we should make a sincere tawbah and turn to Him. And there are, you know, we hear khutbahs all the time about what a sincere tawbah entails. A person has to, first of all, stop the sins that he's committing. He should stop the sins that he's committing in terms of the two ways that I mentioned, either by not doing what he's supposed to be doing, the things that he's supposed to be doing, he's not doing, and the things that he's not supposed to be doing, he's doing, he has to stop that, firstly. And he has to be sincerely sorry for his sins that he's committed. And the third thing is that he also has to intend with a very sincere heart that he will never return back to that sin again. These are the three conditions for the acceptance of tawbah. And if his tawbah is related to huququl ibad, meaning it's related to the rights of other people, then he has to fulfill those rights also. This is something that it is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has stolen some money from somebody, or he's borrowed money and he's not returned, or he's slandered somebody, anything basically which is to do with huququl ibad and people that are around us, that forgiveness has to be taken from that person. Unless that, for example, he takes some money, he borrows it, and people lose contact with each other and he cannot find him anymore, then that's a different situation, different scenario. But if a person can do that, then he has to, for his tawbah to be accepted in that case. So these are the things that we need to keep in mind, and Ramadan is an ideal opportunity to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to give us the tawfiq to live our life in accordance with his commands and in accordance with the teachings of our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.